For WFHB in Bloomington, this is Hereabouts,
a collaboration with the IU Asian Culture Center.
Hello, my name is Kimber Garland. I am an undergraduate assistant here at the Asian Culture Center. Today we have Daniel, Tammy, and Ruby for our talk on Thanksgiving traditions. To begin, could you guys please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Ruby. I'm from Bloomington, Indiana. I've lived here all of my life. My mother is from the Philippines, and my dad is from Barbados. My major is linguistics.
Hi, my name is Tammy. I'm a junior at the Kelly School of Business studying accounting. Originally, I'm from Maryland, but my family moved to California when I was 6, and both of my parents are from Xi'an, China.
Hello, everyone. My name is Daniel. Just like Tammy, I also study accounting. So my family is from South Korea, but then I've been living in Bloomington, Indiana for 5th year right now.
My first question then is, does your family celebrate Thanksgiving? And if so, is it more Americanized Thanksgiving or more influenced by your heritage culture?
So my family do celebrate Thanksgiving back home in Korea, but it's not the typical North American Thanksgiving, but we do celebrate Korean Thanksgiving.
For me, part of my mom's family is from Kentucky, so I alternate between an American Thanksgiving and a more Chinese traditional Thanksgiving.
Well, in my household, my mom usually just has us do the Americanized Thanksgiving, and occasionally we'll also have some Filipino dishes that go along with the meal.
What are some traditional dishes your family has for Thanksgiving, either American dishes or influenced by your culture or a mix of both?
Yes, Thanksgiving back in Korea, I think it's very similar to, I know, Thanksgiving, the tradition itself. Our celebration is kind of similar to the whole Chinese Thanksgiving and also North Korean Thanksgiving. But one tradition that we do in South Korea, at least in my part, so we're from southern part of China, Jeollado province. Jeollado province, when we get together, we make songpyeon. Songpyeon is a type of rice cake that we make Thanksgiving. But also, we also kind of provide seasonal fruit, Korean pear, Korean apple, also dried persimmon, or other types of crops that are related to the harvesting season.
For me, whenever my family does an American-style Thanksgiving, we do the traditional turkey or mashed potatoes. But on some years, when we do the more Asian tradition, we usually eat huo guo, which is hot pot. And in that, we include different types of meat, different type of vegetables. Occasionally, we do a lot of seafood or shellfish as well. And that's something that is really easy to cook and something that is really easy to put together when we want a more Asian tradition for Thanksgiving.
I'm Chinese American adoptee, so my parents are Caucasian. We do not celebrate any Thanksgiving beyond the traditional American version of it, which includes turkey, mashed potatoes, asparagus, green beans. I would say my Thanksgiving experience is pretty average and normal, and the same narrative as a lot of other Americans in the U.S.
Usually my family will just make the typical Americanized, the turkey and mashed potatoes, but sometimes we also are able to meet up with other Filipino families and we'll have Thanksgiving with them, and we eat things like pancit, which is like a noodle-y dish, and lumpia, which is very similar to egg rolls. Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, going off of that then, what's your favorite dish that your family prepares for Thanksgiving? Is it a culturally influenced dish or a more Americanized dish?
So for me, since my family, all of them live in South Korea, it's obviously all Korean food, so we don't have any American food that strikes out.
And what's your favorite Korean Thanksgiving dish?
Good question, but let's just say I love everything.
For me, my family sometimes cooks dumplings, so we boil the dumplings first, we wait for a little bit for it to cool, and then we fry it. I think in Korea it's also called gyoza.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have that as well, and I think since it's kind of difficult to prepare and it's not something everyone makes, so whenever my family does make it, it's really special, and that's something I really enjoy a lot.
My favorite dish would be, my mom always makes this dessert called leche flan. It's just flan, but Filipinos can't really pronounce F's. but it's very delicious. It's flan is just like the custard, and it's always the caramelized syrup that I pour on top, and that's my favorite dish.
Sounds delicious. What are some traditional activities your family practices around the Thanksgiving holiday?
So that's a great question. In South Korea, we have a number of activities that we do, specifically during the Thanksgiving season. A couple examples is a thing called Ganggang Sulle. So around the Thanksgiving season, which is kind of late September, we see a lot of full moon. So family will gather outside at night, and then we would sort of have a traditional dance around the moon. Another thing is Yunnori, or Yunnori is sort of a traditional board game that we play in both Korean New Year and Thanksgiving. We also do Sirim sometimes. Sirim is a traditional wrestling, and the list goes on.
My favorite Thanksgiving dish, I would have to say, is the mashed potatoes. I know that's not really indicative or just only Thanksgiving, you can eat that whenever, but I feel like on Thanksgiving it's especially special.
For me, I can't say there's really any specific Asian tradition that we do, but what my family likes to do is we'll gather around with a bunch of friends and extended family members, and we'll go around the table starting with the eldest and say what we're the most thankful for this year. Sometimes there's a lot of emotional tears and crying, but it's something that we like to do just to wrap up the year and say what we're thankful for and just to say thanks to everyone in the family for their support.
So the spirit of Thanksgiving is not only for the community to gather together and the family to sit down and have dinner, but also to give thanks to those who are around us and our loved ones. So in that spirit, if you could thank one person, living or dead, for his or her influence on your life, who would you thank?
I think, so kind of personal, but for me, I actually missed participating in Korean Thanksgiving 10 years in a row. So last time I participated was back in 2008, I believe, so more than 10 years ago. So part of me, knowing that I've missed a lot of Korean holidays and just having that family value, one person that I kind of think of when it's kind of like Thanksgiving season is my father. So I think it's because I picture myself, because my father used to study in America as well, and he studied alone and I'm studying alone right now. So I know that at some point we kind of had a commonality, because he told me that, yeah, around the Korean Thanksgiving when I miss Korean food, I couldn't find any Korean restaurant, so I went to the Chinese restaurant instead and kind of had a one-person celebration. And similarly, that's what I've been doing. So it definitely reminds me of my father.
My professors have been great. They've helped me not only academically, but also through some more personal issues and also professionally. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to get where I am currently and feel prepared to graduate and pursue a job. My parents have also been very supportive as well. I grew up in Portland, Oregon. My dad and sister still live there. My mom lives in North Carolina, so kind of all across the country. And even though the distance is great, I still feel great love and support from them. I know I can turn to them if I have an issue. We talk weekly, daily. My sister has especially been very supportive. She recently started a full-time job, and even though she was exhausted from a full shift, she still helped me out to study for a midterm and stayed up late quizzing me. And I just feel like she didn't have an obligation to do that. It wasn't anything planned beforehand, it was just spontaneous. And I really feel like we've grown closer as we grew up. When we were younger, we weren't super close. Classic older sibling, younger sibling, where older sibling bullies a younger sibling a lot or does not want to deal with a younger sibling. So I feel very grateful for my sister.
I think for me, I definitely have to say my mom. Also kind of personal as well. My family has been going through a lot of health issues, also kind of struggles since we're from California and I'm Indiana. So we might not always be together during Thanksgiving, but my mom is really the glue that holds our family together. So I would say I'm really thankful for her. For her always cooking and making sure that even though we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day, whenever everyone's at home and we're all together, she really cooks a big meal and tries to be really cheerful and happy and makes us really thankful for what we actually have.
Well, I'm very thankful for my mom as well. She's helped me a lot since my father was diagnosed with dementia a couple years ago. I had a lot of It's a lot to take in, especially having to take care of all the different medical things, and she's been helping me so much taking care of him, and I really couldn't function very much without her. So very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for my mom.
Next question then is, what is your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
I actually have two. So the first one is when I was little, every time I go to my grandparents' house, as I mentioned earlier, we make the traditional rice cake called songpyeon. And it's kind of like a dumpling, similar to making a dumpling. So I remember as a kid, I would just go to the kitchen and then just sit down for the entire day making the sweet rice cake. So that was really fun. And another one is when I was 10, I believe, one Thanksgiving day when I first got to my grandparents' house, my grandpa showed me something special, which was a wild owl, the bird owl. And apparently he rescued the owl from the mountain a couple weeks before, and he kept it there long enough so I can get there. So what we did on that Thanksgiving is we went to the nearby mountain and then released the owl, so it was very memorable.
I would think that one of my favorite moments from Thanksgiving is when my parents and a bunch of my parents' friends rented out a house in Napa Valley. So all of their friends plus us, the kids, we went as a group together to Napa Valley. So we drove down for about, I believe it was 5 hours, and we rented this house and we just lived there for 2 to 3 nights. And it was really great because we all made dinner together, and then when us kids were being a hassle and being annoying in the kitchen, we all went outside and we were playing badminton, we were just swimming, we were playing basketball. And I think it was a really great time just to bond with everyone. And I specifically remember that I made all my childhood friends were there as well. So it was a great time to reflect back on where we met, how we met, and how far we've come from that point since.
I guess my favorite Thanksgiving memory is from when I was hosting Thanksgiving at my house with my roommates. And my dad was staying with us at the time after he had his first little episode. And my mom was living across the street from us because of our little situation we had going on. But we were able to get both of them to come over. Well, I mean, he was already there, but get her to come over. And we were able to cook dinner and have like a really nice Thanksgiving. And yeah, it's just kind of nice to think like how far I've made it from there and like how much progress I've made since then, getting everything put back together and having everyone living like in good living situation.
Thank you guys so much for sharing those personal moments. There's a stereotype that during Thanksgiving, when the whole family gathers around together, someone inevitably gets drunk. Maybe it's your uncle or aunt, and then they start wanting to talk about family drama or politics. So what are some topics we should avoid at the next Thanksgiving dinner table?
Yes, those are a really great question. I think we kind of all agree that first, politics. Right?
Yes.
I think the politics should be avoided.
100%. I agree. Especially, I mean, I'm from California, so Andrew Yang right now, it's a big deal. There's a lot of controversy about that, especially with his policies. So that's definitely something I would avoid at the dinner table.
It's kind of like to add on, since I'm getting old, let's just say I'm getting towards to the age where I kind of have to consider what my future is going to be like. So maybe try not to discuss things like, oh, have you found a job yet? Or if somebody's of an age of getting married, just don't, you know, it's kind of rude to ask, like, you should bring a girlfriend next time or boyfriend next time. So maybe try to avoid that.
Yeah, definitely avoid the significant other or the wedding marriage as well. I think that's just for personal reasons. If other people or strangers are at the dinner table, I would avoid that. If it's among family and your grandparents ask, or if my grandparents ask, I can't really avoid that. Probably have to make up some sort of story as to why I'm not taken or cuffed.
So during Thanksgiving, when the whole family gathers around the table, how does your family determine at whose dinner table or whose house it will be held at?
It's really straightforward in Korea. Technically, as far as I know, we follow by the patronistic. So fathers, so for instance, I would always go to my father's family first.
For us, it depends on who can travel or who can't travel. So I live in the San Francisco area, but the rest of my family either lives in New Jersey or LA. So depending on who can travel the most or who has time to travel, who has the money to travel, that's whose house we can go to. So more recently, we've gone to the LA San Diego area because my grandparents are old and can't travel as much. So everyone will accommodate them and then go down to SoCal to spend time together.
For me, it's always going to be at my mom's house here in Bloomington because my family's either all the way in the Philippines or down in Barbados, and we can't really afford to travel very often. So it'll either be at my mom's house, or if we have a family friend or somewhere we could go to, we'll go on and do that.
What about you, Kimber?
It really depends on where I am at the time. So as I said previously, my family's kind of scattered across the U.S., with me being in the Midwest, and then half my family on the West Coast, and the other half on the East Coast. I also have some step-family, too, so generally on Thanksgiving, I just pick one house, and then around winter break, I go to the other house for half the time. But this Thanksgiving, I'm actually staying in Bloomington, and then I'm going to go with my friend to her house. So the crowning jewel of Thanksgiving at the dinner table is, of course, the turkey. So does your family prepare a turkey for Thanksgiving? If so, is it just a traditional baked or roast turkey, or do you guys do a special sauce with it? Do you guys like stuffing with your turkey, or are you more adventurous and go with like honey ham, or are you guys vegetarian and don't even have turkey at your dinner table?
We don't eat turkey.
Straightforward.
But we do eat short beef, steamed short beef rib, kalbi ching. And the debate is like how much thickness the sauce or how sweet do you want it to be.
For me, I think it really depends who makes the turkey. I'm a huge fan of stuffing. I feel like if you put something in the turkey, the thing that's inside a turkey will taste a lot better than the actual turkey itself.
For us, we've had turkey, and like I remember just thinking, ugh, I don't really like turkey that much, and so we ended up doing like chicken a few times too. And I mean, I'm pretty indifferent. I feel like turkey could be cooked really well, but I also feel like it's really easy for people to not cook turkey really well. So I think it really depends on who's cooking for sure, but I've had really delicious turkey.
So on the topic of cooking, when it comes to holidays, who in your family is the one doing all the cooking?
Yes, I hate it, but still Korea is very confucianistic society, so it's always the woman. And within the woman, so among the women in the family, it's always the youngest one. So if I am married, I'm married and I bring a new bride, then it's always her duty to do all the heavy work. So it causes actually a lot of conflict. Thanksgiving is most hated holiday, I think, for women in Korea.
Is that for every holiday? It's always the woman?
Yeah, so Korean Thanksgiving, Korean New Year.
Wait, so if it's the youngest, what if the youngest one is a six-year-old?
So yeah, so that's a good question. So what I mean by the woman, I'm saying those who are above cooking age, so like those who are not adults, grown-ups, yeah, it's grown-ups duty. Yeah.
For me, my mom just really likes cooking in general, so she's always the one who prepares it. But my dad is pretty nice too. If she ever needs any grocery shopping or just needs, I guess, ingredients in general, my dad would go out and get it for her.
Well, usually it's just my mom, and I'll help out usually if I can. If she's cooking during a time when I'm not busy, I'll be like, yeah, I'll come and help you cook. And that's usually about it.
Yeah, so here's a really fun question. There's the classic comedy sketch of where they forgot to take out the turkey the night before to defrost it, and so they're scrambling to defrost it the day of. What are some creative ways you would try to defrost a turkey?
There's something called Costco turkey that is on sale for about $10. I feel like that may or may not have been the easiest way to go about it.
And they're already defrosted?
I think they're already cooked. It's like fried.
Oh, it's already cooked
already. Yeah.
Oh.
I would say, why not just buy a live turkey?
So this episode is about to end, but are there any last minute messages you want to put out into the community, or any last minute comments you want to make?
So one thing that I would like to really say to everyone listening to this is a lot of international students who are studying in Bloomington, let's say, they don't have a place to go for during the Thanksgiving week. So would be great. So personally, when I was freshman year, I didn't have any place to go, but one of my friend that I met at the dorm, she actually suggested me coming along to her place to experience the Thanksgiving. So that was very kind of her, and I had a great time just finding out what Thanksgiving culture in America is like. So if you know of someone who don't have any place to go, please invite them.
And I think I just want to say thank you to all the producers and everyone who works at ACC, because there's a lot of work that goes into producing each episode. So thank you so much for inviting us and for letting us speak and for all the work that goes into each episode.
I'm just hoping that everyone has a nice fall break and is able to relax, whether or not they're able to meet with their family, at least to have friends and enjoy a sense of togetherness.
Thank you guys so much for coming here and letting me interview you. Thank you, Daniel, Tammy, and Ruby for sitting down for this interview.
You are currently listening to Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio on WFHB. That was Kimber Garland, Daniel Park, Elise Lee, Ruby Devnish, and Tammy Ma from the Asian Culture Center at Indiana University speaking about their Thanksgiving traditions. Up next, we have Pirouettes, followed by OK Mimi Underwater by Asian American artist Jay Song.
Empty and blue, a beating heart aches for more and more and more. underwater, meet me underwater.
Listening to Hereabouts with the IU Asian Culture Center, broadcasted by WFHB in Bloomington. Our theme music is by Eternal Youth. Tune in to Hereabouts every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m.